Mo, come here, buddy. You're going to be in the movies.
And the person interviewing me wrote those words down, looked up from his piece of paper and said to me, "So do you think we're going to like that?"
Yeah, I do what I do today, Kathy, because of a fourth grade field trip.
No credit to me, just me fumbling along with what I knew at the time and the dog being very forgiving of my mistakes.
It's probably the first question that any of us learn to ask, and it's right about the time when we start getting curious beyond the tail end of our toddler years. It's that time when our parents will tell us to do something and we'll say, "Why?" Of course, in that scenario, often the answer is, "Because I said so." And then we're taught as we get older to question authority, to question, to grow, to dig, to be curious. These are all good things. And as with all good things, the sword cuts both ways, because sometimes knowing the why just doesn't matter. Hey there, everybody. I'm Kathy Brooks, your host for Talk Unleashed, the weekly untethered view of what communication can really look like when we're prepared to be radically honest, radically authentic, and radically compassionate. Conscious communication. It's what I coach, it's what I do, and each week on the podcast, that's what I get to share. Sometimes just my musings, and sometimes in conversation with remarkable human beings. This week on the podcast, how I figured out that why just doesn't matter, and that having to know an answer to a thing sometimes is actually the biggest obstacle in moving forward. It seems like a paradox that in order to shift communication, to shift a relationship, to shift a perspective, I get to suspend my disbelief entirely and just make a choice to feel, believe, and act in a different way. It sounds like it could be confusing or difficult, but the truth is, it's incredibly liberating. So settle back, settle in, and get ready to let go. This is Talk Unleashed. A bunch of years ago, I was in San Francisco. I was walking through the Presidio with a friend of mine. It was, I don't know, a Tuesday morning. I was consulting, so my schedule was mine. She wasn't working, so we just took a random stroll through the eucalyptus and pine trees in the Presidio. Now, if you've never been to the Presidio in San Francisco, it's glorious. It was an army base, dates back to 1776, and it's nestled into these wooded streets and hills on the very far northwestern corner of the city. Magnificent views of the Golden Gate Bridge and the bay and the ocean, depending on where you are. So we're walking through the woods. And on the ground in front of us was a stick. And it was a stick in the shape of the letter Y. We had just been talking about, I don't know, something. I was sharing a story with her that was some ludicrous tale of something that I had seen in the tech industry that just didn't make any sense to me. And we're walking along, and she pondered what I had just said, and she stops in her tracks, and she reaches down, picks up this stick, and just holds it at me, tilting her head to the side. And I looked at her, and I said, "What?" She said, "No, why?" We both just burst out laughing. And for a number of years, that just became our code. When we'd hear a story or something just ridiculous would happen, it was just a picture of a stick, branches in the shape of a Y. So fast forward to this week, walking through the woods with my dogs, and there on the ground in front of me is an enormous stick that looks like a capital letter Y. And I just burst out laughing, not just because it reminded me of this wonderful, hilarious story with my friend, but because it was the very topic that had been rankling me all week with my clients. I work with a lot of incredibly analytical, very driven executives, people who are used to having answers for things, who like having answers for things. And I'm working with them through unpacking the way they communicate and supporting them in communicating more effectively with different kinds of people. These are the kind of people who often you would hear speak with brutal honesty, air quotation marks. And as you've heard on the podcast before, if you haven't, I suggest go checking out the episode entitled Brutal Honesty is Bullshit. Point being, sometimes being direct, if it's delivered from the wrong kind of place, really doesn't land. So I'm working with incredibly smart, incredibly driven, and historically successful people who are used to having answers to the question, why? And the point that I had been landing over and over with my clients all week was based on a quote from someone I'm working with, where she had had this beautiful breakthrough where she said, you know what, Kathy, I've come to realize that it doesn't matter the why, the reason, because how I'm feeling about a thing or what I need to do about a thing is just a choice, that I just get to make a choice. I don't need to understand why all the time. I just need to choose something different. The information age. So connected. We're so connected. We have access to more information than any other civilization in the history of humankind. At the click of a mouse, I can get the answer to anything. I can talk to my phone and ask whatever name of whatever AI engine I'm using to find me answers. Sometimes it doesn't matter why. And so often I see people getting swept up in needing to know why that they don't actually take the action that's necessary to change. They're so committed. So committed to knowing the why, usually to prove that they're right and someone else is wrong. It's exhausting. It's easy to have clarity on things like this when you are taking time away from the hustle and bustle of a city, when you're spending most of your time at the beach, in the mountains, hiking in the desert, somewhere removed from the fracas. It's easy. Easy to find that centering spot and to be able to shrug my shoulders and just say, I don't really care why, I'm just going to choose. Especially in the world of coaching, people are obsessed with getting underneath the cause of a behavior. Now, I'm not suggesting that excavation of causes or catalysts for things isn't an important thing to do. It absolutely is. And if you've never been in therapy or you've never done any personal development work or any sort of inward-looking excavation, pro tip, do it. Because guaranteed, somewhere back in the nether reaches of your history is the genesis of the behavior you're probably looking to shift. There's a freedom in not having to have an answer. And there is complete liberation in the realization that if I am feeling a certain way about something or someone, it is completely within my control to change it. And I get to choose it. Like flipping a switch. Do I want to sit in the dark or do I want there to be light on in the room? Because I got to tell you, friends, when I flip that switch on the wall, I have no fucking idea how it works. Could I talk to an electrician? Could I go online and find the information on
how that specific thing works? Sure, it could. But do I really need to? Nope. Just need to know when I flip the switch that it goes on. It's a choice. Sit in the dark or turn on the lights. It's as simple as that. What's your choice going to be?
We did it again. Another episode of Talk Unleashed. It's so great to have you here. And you know what would be even more great? If you could scoot over to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, maybe even Spotify, and leave a review. Over on Apple, you actually have the chance to say a little bit about the episode. Spotify, just throw some stars on there, hopefully 5. It helps us get seen and helps ensure that this conversation and conversations like it keep getting heard by the people who need to hear them. So do us a favor, hop on over and leave a review. And in the category of saying awesome things about awesome people, huge thanks to my producer, John McClain, and the team at Monster Sound and Picture. They are just the best. And if you've got ideas or questions or feedback, I read all the email that comes in, so feel free to toss a message to talkunleashed@gmail.com. That's talkunleashed@gmail.com. Let me know what you like, what you don't like, who you want to hear from, all the groovy stuff. And most of all, thank you. Thank you for listening, for being part of the conversation, and for keeping the conversation going. See you next week.